doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, you can always submit these online on the Playhouse page at 194.com, and we'll tackle them here on the show. Love doctors, love doctors. You're on the Love Gurus. Went on my first date with a girl about a week ago. Assuming we're still together, then, do I owe her a Valentine in a couple of weeks?
Like a Valentine card or a date?
Like, I would imagine like some a Valentine sort of gift.
Okay, let's see. So it's the 27th, Valentine's Day. One, two.
Carry the five, yeah. Divide by three.
It's like a couple weeks away. Ah, man.
Well, if you go with Amy's timeline, you probably are going to give her a car.
No,
but for normal people,
a nice dinner, maybe.
Yeah, so they'd have dated like 3-4 weeks total? Is that the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you would probably get a little something, but there's very little pressure. You know, maybe you guys go out at some point over the weekend, maybe get like the box of chocolates, maybe you pull the flower thing. I obviously don't think you'd be going to the jewelry store or anything, but
No way.
I don't think you have to do anything extravagant by any means. That's the teddy bear Valentine there.
Yeah, I don't think that's a big deal at all. Maybe, what were we talking about earlier? Box of chippers?
There you go.
But okay, wait though. I also think it depends on the relationship. Like, how often are you going out? Are you seeing each other more than one time a week? Because if you're only seeing, that would be like your third date, and that might be awkward to be like, hey, you want me to take you out for Valentine's Day and bring you to a real nice restaurant? So if you're seeing each other a lot, then I would suggest asking her out for dinner on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I definitely don't think you by any means have to do anything extravagant. Yeah. Like that can be pretty low key, low pressure. And if, in fact, if you do anything too extravagant, that I feel like could be seen negatively.
Mm-hmm. It'd be weird.
And I'd argue that as you've been together for a long time, things go back down to that initial gift until you eventually get nothing.
Oh, yeah. The slow fade.
Yeah.
The slow fade. Love doctors, love doctors. You are the love gurus. I went out with a guy and he was perfectly fun to spend time with, but I can't handle the amount he's been texting me. It's just too much. Do I try to explain to him that he should just cool it, or is this giving me a glimpse as to what I'd be dealing with if I stuck with a person like this, and should I just run? He texts me probably 5 times an hour from 5 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night.
I think it depends on if you enjoy talking to him. That's one thing. If you don't enjoy talking to this person, like she clearly said it's too much, you, I think, have to say something, but that could just be who he is. Like, he's just so excited to constantly talk to you. There was one guy a couple of months ago I was seeing. Remember, he used to always send me Snapchats of him doing work, and I was like, this is just annoying. I don't care. So if that's how she feels... do you even say something? Because that's kind of rude to be like, I don't care.
You may not like them that much, because I'm somebody who texts all the time. Like, I will probably text my husband close to 5 times an hour. But if you are like, you know, you too, Amy, like, you text a lot when you really like somebody.
Yeah.
So maybe there's actually, you don't like them as much as you think you do.
Yeah. Well, and I think that there is such a thing as, like, text people and not text people. And if you're a text person, you're on there a lot and you're talking to everybody you know. And then there's some people that are like, you know, it's kind of a nuisance. You know, it's like a chore to have to be answering to these. And I think you could try saying to somebody, and you know, would it hurt his feelings? Maybe. But if you like him otherwise, you could say, you know, I'm really busy during the day. And it's kind of hard for me to maintain the level of conversation we're having. Could we just cool it a little bit? And maybe it fixes it, maybe it doesn't.
That sounds better.
Sometimes you just want to know. You want to know what your significant other, what kind of socks they're wearing today.
Mm-hmm. But if you also, you just kind of like just started dating somebody and they're like that in your face, that I do think could be a sign that like maybe that's not a good thing.
I think though maybe one person is he for sure is a texter and she's not. And she could honestly say that, like, I just don't like texting and I'm busy during the day, so it doesn't work. I wouldn't say I don't. You're texting me too much. Like, that might be.
Reel it in. And finally today, love doctors, you're the love gurus. My girlfriend has expensive taste and really nice brand name stuff. She dresses nice. She's very beautiful. She wears a lot of jewelry and it looks expensive. I don't really know, but it looks expensive. Now, she does look very nice, and I think she's a great girl, and we have fun together, but I'm kind of intimidated that I would never make enough money to keep her happy if we were together long term. Would it be weird for me to dump somebody that I'm dating because they seem to like nice things, and I'm worried that I won't be able to long term afford them if we were to ever get married?
No, that's not a reason to break up with anybody at all. I think that even if you are intimidated, maybe she has nice things, but she probably worked hard and bought them for herself. If she is not making you feel that you're enough, then that's a different story. But if she's just, you know, celebrating herself, buying things for herself, I think that you just don't worry about it. There's always one person that makes more in their relationship. Shouldn't matter if it's the male or the female.
I do agree with Jamie. She clearly can afford things on her own already. She's purchasing them. If she ever got to the point that was like, I would like these handbags and these shoes, and she's constantly asking for gifts, maybe that's where you can kind of draw the line and be like, listen, this is like not in my budget, but don't dump her because of it. She's paying for it right now on her own.
Yeah, for me, it's completely determined on where this stuff has been coming from. And if it's stuff that she's been buying,
yeah,
then I don't really see why it would really affect you. Now, if this entire time you've been dating, you're constantly been buying some handbags and shoes and what, like if you've been buying things and you're like, I just can't keep spending this money, then that becomes maybe a different kind of conversation. But if this stuff, you have had nothing to do with it, I don't know why you magically would. Like, yeah. Why are you all of a sudden financially responsible for this stuff? I don't think you would be, and she hasn't asked you to yet. I think that's an assumption on your part.
Yeah, you should just start saving now for a ring, though.
Yeah.
So yeah, start. She probably will have some high expectations there, though.
Well, and if she really was kind of, you know, it came up a little while ago on the term bougie earlier on the show. If she really was so bougie and was expecting you to supplement that in some way, she's already assessed whether or not she thinks you're capable. And if she's still around, she's decided that it'll be just fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if that stuff, like you guys said, has already been bought, I don't know why is he responsible for all of a sudden? I don't think he would be.
He wouldn't be. Unless, like, the wedding ring. I'm sure that's going to have to be a nicer...
A certain level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what you got to do is you got to take a second mortgage out on your house. Then you'll be fine.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got to...